Well, I must say we're absolutely devastated and terribly, terribly disappointed at this turn of events. Obviously, we've known for some time that services in Lifford were under threat, but the statement that's been released today really has been a terrible setback. It's the end of an era in the town and a terrible loss for patients, for staff, for families, for people who use the service at the moment and would use it in the future, for the town, for the region, because Lifford provides services way beyond the immediate area. So there's a terribly dejected feeling that this has eventually come to pass.
Now, this is going to go to a public consultation phase now. This is going to last 3 months, and there's no doubt what the reaction in Lifford is going to be. All the people in Lifford don't want the hospital to close.
Absolutely. The support for the hospital is huge. People want it to be maintained, and they want it to be developed and improved. And yes, we do note that there is a 12-week consultation period. We sincerely hope that that's a genuine process, that it isn't just a token kind of listening exercise to give the impression that something has been done. And we really hope that it is a genuine process to engage with people locally and to look at what the future is and what the alternatives are. And we have to try and think positively. We have to think that something good will come of this, although it's very, very difficult on a day like today when you hear that news, particularly that Lifford is really the only hospital in the county that's been closed.
There's been a massive campaign over the past couple of years, the Save Lifford Hospital campaign. We've seen protests, we've seen rallies, we've seen public meetings, huge turnouts at these. Where do they go with their campaign now?
Well, and it's still going on, and fundraising is still going on a regular basis. There have been very successful nights in the Central Bar recently. Well, we just need to build on that kind of positive feeling and ensure that this consultation is a real two-way consultation process, that it isn't a token exercise, and that something good, alternative for the town, for the hospital, comes out of it.